king per se. We were talking about being on top of the game and not just necessary in the vaping industry. I'm talking more of being on top of the game and building relationships. We talked about yesterday about building relationships. I think that relationship building is wonderful. I think it's a perfect thing that a lot of people should do. I think that we should not be arguing and fighting amongst each other, amongst businesses, amongst establishments. I think that we should be trying to lift each other up, you know. And, you know, I talked about last night how, you know, growing up it was a little rough in my first couple of years that I hardly remember. Like I say, I was about 3 years old when my mother left my father, my biological father. And, you know, but then, you know, like I said, I went to Juvie Hall tried to live on my own. You know, wanted to be on my own, per se, when I was young. And again, it touches on about building relationships, because as I was 14 running the streets, 15 running the streets, you know, I had to make bonds and build relationships with people so that they would help me get money for a place to stay or give me a place to stay, for that matter. You know, so, you know, as I got older, I realized that, you know, you have to communicate well. You know, and some people I didn't communicate well with, but they wasn't the ones that was going to help me. They didn't help me along my journey. You know, the people that I communicated with well helped me along my way. And that's exactly how it is today in my vaping life. You know, I communicate well with the people I work with. I communicate well with the people that come into the lounge and purchase products, people that don't purchase products. You know, there's many people come in, we sit down and just have conversations. We talk to each other. We learn a lot about each other. And to be the king, you've got to know how to treat your people. And so I think that I do my best in treating my people the best that I can. And I'm always open for suggestions. I'm always open for, you know, for people to say, hey, Brian, you could do this a different way. You could do that a different way. I'll definitely give it a shot. You know, I will take everything into consideration, because I am by far perfect. But I just know that if I didn't have the downside of my life, that I wouldn't have the upside of my life. I would still be on that downward slope, you know. And like I said last night, when I said, you know, vaping changed my life in a lot of ways. When I got my first vape, I met the kid. His name was Skyler. I bought a vape and I started, you know, and I had to build a relationship with him because I was new to it. I didn't know nothing about it. He kind of educated me on it. And then he would steer me in the right direction of where to get juice and who to get juice from and things like that. And I got turned on to a guy that, had a real good juice selection. And so I started buying a lot of juice from him. I bought a lot of it, you know, 50, 100 bottles at a time at a very, very low price. And, then I come, you know, and once I did what I did on my Facebook, on my social media sites, and went live, you know, I started selling these products. And that's where the extreme part comes in. Because as I was selling these products and building my group, building my relationship, building my friends, the guy that I was buying all this stuff from, he just got very, very, very upset. And because he had a group of his own, he had his own customers, his own people that he sold to, and some of these people start coming to me, and then it got heated. The conversations got very, very unwarming, should I say, and I didn't know how to take it. I wanted to go back to the old lifestyle of, you know, I don't care, you know, I don't care how you feel, and rah, we was just back and forth. And it got pretty heavily heated, man, and I didn't like it. So I had to step away from that era. I had to step back from him. I had to step back away from these guys that were his friends and that were, you know, just saying a lot of hateful things and threats and things like that. And I stepped back. I looked at myself and I said, wow, this is like a, you know, for lack of better words, a vape gang. You know, these guys took it serious. And it was very territorial. And I've noticed that when I've got my brick and mortar that it can get very territorial. And I hate that because my store has no boundaries. You know, we welcome people from other shops, from other locations, from other areas, you know, and truth be known, I send people to other shops. I'll be like, well, I don't have this. Why don't you go over here? Or why don't you call this person? And, you know, and to keep the confusion down, you know, I say, hey, don't tell them I sent you. Just go over there. You know, I don't want the tensions. I don't want the drama. You know, I don't want none of that. And, you know, and them guys would just probably laugh, thinking, ha, 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 well, he sent them over our way, right? You know, that's fine. You know, instead of them being appreciative that I sent them there, they would just find something to nitpick out of, oh, he didn't have that, so how they came here. You know, and that's not the case. Because, you know, truth be known, there's nothing on the market that I can't get. I don't think any company wants to just set money aside and not sell their product. But I could be wrong. You know, I've been wrong before. You know what I mean? I've definitely been wrong before, guys. So. In there, you know, I've been wrong before. But yeah, you know, we, you know, the building relationships, I keep going back to that, and it's because, you know, I sit back and I look at how many people in my life has came into my life since I started vaping that I can truly, truly count on. And, you know, I've got people that work with me on a daily basis. I got people that travel with me on a daily basis. I've got people that treat me better than some of my family did. And, you know, my biological family, my immediate family, I say, because I consider all of you guys my family. So when I say better than my family, I'm talking about my immediate family. But these guys are wonderful. You know, and I've not known some of these people that I have these bonds with for longer than 2 years, you know, but I trust them with everything. I trust them. They are family to me. I trust them with my store. I trust them with my money. I trust them with my children. I trust them, you know, I trust them with everything in me, you know, and like I said, I've been wrong before, but I don't feel it, you know, and they treat me with the utmost respect, and because I give them the utmost respect, and I feel good about it. I feel totally good about it, and I hope that everybody can just kind of, you know, when you go into I talked about it last night, when you go into a shop, if you go into another business establishment, things like that, and you've dealt with this establishment and you've dealt with that establishment, just say, you know, put a little bug in your ear, like, hey, man, these guys ain't too bad of a guy. You know what I mean? I had a problem with another business in my area, and people come into my shop and their name would be brought up. I'm like, you know what? I don't know these people personally on a daily basis. But, you know, I have no anger, no animosity towards these people. I'm sad that they feel this way about me. You know, and I say those things to hopefully that, because I know they go back to that business. And when they go back, they'll be like, oh, these people had nothing bad to say about you. So last night when I talked about touching base on how maybe some of the customers, patrons and stuff can help us, help, you know, you guys that shop at this location and shop at that location and shop at that location, if you ever feel any animosity between the different businesses and you've dealt with both businesses, hey, you could act like a mediator. You know, just, you know, put a bug in there and say, hey, you know, these guys ain't so bad, you know, instead of, you know, I've had customers come in to my establishment and say bad things about the other business. And I kind of just say, hey, look, we're not going to talk bad about this guy or this girl or this whatever. Let's just say, hey, man, you know, we're all in it for the good. At least I am. I'm in it for the good. And I know the people that know me and people that have been around me and my crew and my team, they know that we are here for entertainment. We are here for education. We are here to put a smile on your face. You know, and my team and my mascot, the Vaporcorn, he puts a smile on my face all the time. He's a funny, funny dude, you know, so, you know, these people out there all across the country, from California to New York City, you know what I mean? These guys all know the Vaporcorn, and most of them know VKL, and they are very, very excited about what we do and what's coming next. What's VKL going to do next? What do they got up their sleeve? And, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff up our sleeves. So far, as far as we can push it, I mean, we went above and beyond, you know, with our cloud competitions. We do events, Fear Factor, fireworks, the hot challenges. I mean, we do it all just for excitement, you know. So we hope that other people can enjoy that as well. It's entertainment. Now, with me personally, some kind of crazy event, maybe sometime, you know what I mean? But I'm not as crazy as some of my teammates and some of these guys out here, some of my family, my vape family. I'm not as crazy as them when it comes to eating hot things or you know, getting tased or maced and things like that. I have to admit it. I can't step up that. I can't raise the bar that far. But these guys are enjoyable to watch. They're enjoyable to be around. They're enjoyable to talk to. They're great friends to have in my life. And, I like all, you know, all my listeners that are listening. I hope that, you know, if you're new and we don't know each other, hopefully we get to meet one day. Hopefully you can meet me, my crew, and meet some of the VKL family. You're always more than welcome to come in. If you're in Ohio, to come into Vapor King's Lounge. We have two locations at the moment. We're working on pushing forward, stretching our arms out a little bit further. So, you know, you're always more than welcome to come in. If you're local, you're more welcome to come in. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you look like, how much money you got. If you don't have anything, we're here. We want to meet you. We want to talk to you. We want to say hi. We want to greet ourselves. You know, we enjoy new people, and we definitely enjoy the same old faces. You know, it's kind of like the Cheers of the vaping world. You know, everybody knows your name. That's us. And we just want to reach out and touch as many hearts as we can, and that's our goal. You know, some people may see the darker side to all of what we do, and I don't know how there is any darker side when all I see is light. We are here. We are going to continue to push forward and continue to build lives, create lives, join lives, save lives, and build relationships. And I'm glad you guys are here. I just wanted to put out a podcast. I want to try some of these things on my feed here. And maybe on the next podcast, we can bring in the Vaporcorn. So Vaporcorn, if you're listening and you want to be on a podcast, reach out to me, buddy, and we'll get you on the next podcast, man. It's good to see everybody, VKL, Vapor Kings fam, all vapors abroad across the world, not just across this country, but across the world. Vapor Kings Lounge, me, and everybody here at VKL, we want to say thank you. We love you. God bless you. Stay strong, vape on, and spread the love, guys. Until next time, if you see a homeless man, give him $1, $2, $5 if you got it. And reach out and tell somebody you love them today, whether it be your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin, just a friend you ain't spoke to in a long time. You know, just make that a goal for today, but not just for today, but each and every day, because we are not promised tomorrow. VKL, VKL fam, from all of us here at Vapor Kings Lounge, we love you, and we'll see you again soon.